This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For families that share custody of children, staying at home and practicing social distancing can be confusing and frustrating. As part of our Wisconsin project, many WPR audience members have asked, is it safe to exchange kids between households during the pandemic? As Bridget Bowden reports, court orders are still in place, leaving some parents fearful for their kids' health and safety, and others fearful that their kids may be kept away from them.
Ashley Johnston's family in Shorewood is truly a blended family. She has three children from a previous marriage, and her current partner has one more.
We have a six-year-old daughter, we have a 12-year-old daughter, and a soon-to-be 15-year-old son. And then my partner's son is six as well.
Her kids spend 2 days a week plus every other weekend at her house. The rest of the time, they're with their dad, who lives about 20 miles away in Franklin. This placement schedule is court-ordered, but ever since Governor Evers issued the safer-at-home order, Johnston has grown more and more afraid with every exchange. She's scared that they might be exposed to or even spread the virus.
Just fearing that they are, you know, not going to comply and that they're going to expose the children, you know, unnecessarily.
Johnston wishes she didn't have to move the kids back and forth so much. She thinks it would be safer if they could stay in one place for the time being. But she says her ex-husband wants to continue with the established schedule. Her family law attorney told her it's best to follow the court order until and unless they can get it changed. She also called the local police department, and they told her if she violates the order, she could be cited or even arrested.
So I can't even, you know, protect my children. I can't protect my household. I can't protect my stepson and his mother and her partner, you know. I mean, the list goes on.
She could go to court to try and change the placement order. Although in-person court proceedings are suspended right now, parents can still file motions to modify or enforce placement. Some courts have made adjustments to how they operate, including prioritizing placement disputes and holding hearings over the phone or by video conference. Marcia Mansfield is an emeritus clinical law professor at UW Law School. She says judges' main concern is what's best for the children, but situations like this can be tricky.
The challenge it always is, right, who's making a decision about what the higher risk is.
Mansfield says there are cases where going against a placement order could be in the child's best interest, but those are extreme. For example, if one parent lived in New York City, an epicenter of the virus, and wanted to put the child on a plane to come visit.
That's a situation where you would hope, first of all, that the parents, in trying to act in the children's best interest, would come to an agreement to postpone that placement time.
But she says unless parents can agree on a compromise,
you follow the placement agreement or order to the best of your ability.
Margaret Hickey is a family law attorney in Milwaukee. She says her firm has been busy over the last few weeks with concerns related to the pandemic. That includes placement issues, but also things like homework not getting done. She also expects to see more cases involving child support payments, with record numbers of people suddenly unemployed.
So if one parent's income goes down, it absolutely will normally affect the child support and what a court might order.
But she says in the best case scenario, parents work together to figure out what's best for their kids during the pandemic.
This is a hard enough time for people without having to deal with the court systems.
But for parents like Ashley Johnston, out-of-court compromise may not be an option.
I just feel completely helpless at this point, and nobody's really there to help me protect my children.
She hopes she can eventually add language to their placement order, spelling out what to do with the kids during a pandemic. But for now, she's going to keep exchanging her kids as scheduled. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.